One agency that certainly is feeling the impact of the government shutdown is the USDA. They've shut down their website and most of their operations, and farmers and those involved in the trade of commodities like corn and soybeans are going to feel the impact immediately. That, according to commodity broker Jackie Vakes from Stewart Peterson.
Well, we depend heavily on information coming out of the USDA, and with the USDA being shut down, Thursday mornings we normally have export sales. That will be something that we will not have access to. Monday we'd be looking at inspections. Depending upon how long it lasts, if it lasts all the way until the 11th of October, we would not get probably one of the most important supply and demand reports, and a heavily anticipated report because it gives us a better idea of how many acres are actually planted and how much may be harvested.
And without those numbers available, Vakes feels that exchanges across the country are going to see fewer trades because fewer people want to participate.
Suddenly now you have people who invest in this type of a market, use this market, fearful of doing it because they don't know what the outcome is going to be.
One report that did come out before the government closed down was the quarterly stocks report, which showed 824 million bushels of corn, or about 140 million bushels more than anyone really expected. And ag economist Darrell Good says that will have a bearish impact.
Many of us were expecting to see reduced acreage for new crop corn. When you find 140 million bushels, you've basically found a million acres of corn. So if we do see a smaller acreage number, I think that really takes the steam out of that number. And then you add to that growing evidence that the 2013 yield may be equal to or better than the USDA has forecast. I think it paints a very bearish picture for corn.
Now, looking at those current commodity prices on the board, we have December corn down to 439.5 cents per bushel. March drops 2.75 cents to 452.25 cents. Big declines continue for the beans. November off 14.75 cents at 1268. March off 14 cents at 1253. And December wheat up 2.75 cents to 683.5 cents per bushel. Class 3 prices, October, down 3 cents to 1808. November, that's unchanged at 1793. December, up a nickel to 1732. In January, that is up 8 cents to 1686. As far as the actual cheese prices, no change at all. Blocks remain at $1.76.5 per pound. Barrels, $1.71.5 per pound. And AA butter at $1.61. Livestock, fed cattle, choice beef steers and heifers to 119, Holstein steers 96 to 107, slaughter cows, cut and utility 70 to as much as 89, most of slaughter cows 54 to 69, and slaughter bulls 80 to 97. Replacement bull calves 65 to 175, heifer calves 60 to 135, and the colored beef calves 175 to 375, with the barrels and gilts at 68 and down. And that is your agricultural update. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.